Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here with, the one and only Mr. and Mrs. Cooch.
Love it. I'm so excited to be here.
Allie and Isaac, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yes, I'm excited.
We're hyped. And who doesn't love to come to LA, right?
It's a good little trip for you guys, but I'm so happy you made it out.
Yes. Yeah, and there was no traffic today, so that was
there was none.
Yeah, that was great.
Did you listen to music? Did you chat? Talk shit? What'd you do on your way?
I talked a little shit. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Got a little off your chest.
Yeah. A little tea on the car ride. Okay. And,
He's a big talk on the phone in the car. Like, we just drove from Ohio to California like last week.
Which is insane.
And everyone's like, oh, what do? Do you listen to podcasts? Do you listen to music? I'm like, I have my headphones on. Like, he's talking to people the entire time.
Get out.
Yeah.
Knocking like 5 hours out.
So who are you calling?
I'm going through the phone book. Anybody.
Okay. You're just like, I kind of miss them.
Yeah, actually.
He's like, I haven't talked to them in a year. I'm
like, so weird you guys didn't call me.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I'll add you to the Rolodex of people to call.
Yeah, next across the country road trip. Exactly. I better be on there.
He's going
to
call you like on the way home from here.
Okay, so who do you call?
Literally, like, just like she said, people that I haven't talked to in a while, I'm like, oh, let me just catch
up. He was like, I'm going to call my high school football coach. I was like,
stop.
Yeah, like, boys are, I'm digging deep. That's who's...
He's middle school football coach,
like, you're now on speed dial.
Wow, that's really sweet. And then what are you listening to on your headphones?
Oh, my gosh, definitely a podcast. Or like, I've been big on listening to YouTube videos while I drive. Mm. Is that weird?
No, I've done that before.
I was like, is that a red flag?
I listen to Housewives, which is, that's weird. We don't need to go down there.
That's unique.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I like to like listen to, like, I'll listen to vlogs, like, hour-long vlogs.
Well,
like,
it's basically like a podcast.
Yeah. Right. And I'm just like, ooh, I can just picture what... It's like kind of like watching TV in your head.
Wait, okay. What's the murder podcast? Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, Crime Junkies.
Yeah. We kill some time with... no pun intended. Yeah. How corny is that? With Crime Junkies. Man, we love Crime Junkies.
Yeah, we started listening to them at night when we drive because they kind of scare us to like keep us awake.
Oh, okay. That's
weird.
A good strategy.
We're weird.
Yeah, we are weird. I'm like, just listening
that's
to murder
a good
podcasts.
Strategy.
Yeah.
That would freak me out a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're kind of like, it heightens your sense.
And
of
then when
whatever.
You get to like a sketchy hotel, you're like, oh, like maybe I shouldn't have listened to the murder podcast.
Yeah, in Albuquerque.
Well, speaking of this road trip, I want to dive into it. Mm-hmm. Let's explain to the people, if they don't know who you are, why the heck were you moving? Mm-hmm. And I want to know your strategy with like road trips like that.
Oh my God. God bless. My name is Allison. But this is my husband, Isaac. He plays in the NFL. He just finished his sixth year in the NFL, which is absolutely crazy.
Congrats. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. It is like a big deal. I'm proud of him.
Yeah. So he played in Cleveland, Ohio this year. Kind of. And it sounds really bad. But I mean, like, it was like halfway. Like, you played for the Raiders, too. So, yeah, we were in Cleveland for the past 6 months, and we have two dogs. So how are you going to get two dogs to California? I'm not putting them under the plane. Absolutely not. So we
tried. Wait, so I do see sometimes like big dogs on the actual part that I'm in the plane. How do they do that? Service?
So
now?
I used to fly with our first dog like as an ESA, like emotional support animal. But our second dog, I would not trust him.
This dude's a liability. I mean, he's a great dog and we love him.
He's just going crazy, like bananas all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of were like, okay, what are our options here? Private jet, which we're not doing that.
Come on, NFL money.
I know.
No,
like, it's really rude.
Come on, Airbnb money.
Exactly, right?
Private jet or drive. So.
Okay.
Here's the thing that's crazy. I don't know, like, where you're at with your driving. Like, can you just, like, power through or not? We did an 18-hour day. Like, kind of recommended because you knock a lot out, but we were straight.
You went crazy.
Grinding.
Okay.
Like, yeah, Celsius.
Even thinking
in
about
the veins.
It makes
it's about drive,
like,
it's about power.
Yeah.
We stay hungry. Yeah.
We do literally. Power.
Yeah. So we just did that. But again, it's just the NFL lifestyle. Like, I was 4 years with the Chargers, no moving, same apartment for like 3 straight years, chilling, hanging out. And then it was just like blender of the NFL.
Wake up call.
Three teams in 3 years.
Four
teams in 3 years. And and then you just learn to adapt and like move. I think we've got it down packed now, but
yes, everyone's like, oh, can I have like some moving tips? I'm just like, get rid of everything, just like live minimally.
Purge.
Which I don't do, but
yeah, but it's definitely tough, including the cross-country drive.
Yeah,
I will say from my perspective, I'm not moving, but watching you guys is entertaining. Like the chaos of it.
That's the goal, right?
Oh, it's very chaotic.
Yeah.
When people say like your TikToks that kind of stress me out, I'm like, how do you think I feel?
Yeah.
Like that's my life.
Yeah, that's my life.
Yeah. Like the day after Christmas, you got a call from the Raiders and like left. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Like, where do I go? Like, what's going on? So it's very chaotic, but
and
I like it.
Just to add a little bit more context, so the way it works, and we haven't experienced this, so I got put on practice squad. The Browns released me and put me on practice squad.
When was this? You got on the Browns, or was this
so
the beginning?
I signed with the Browns in April.
Okay.
Was with the Browns pretty much the whole year until I got re-signed. But during the year, like, you can be active, you can be, it's just a bunch of things.
How many people are on a roster?
53.
And you were on the roster?
For a period of time, most of the season.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're not on the roster, you're on the practice squad.
Or just at home, right? Like, but if you're in the building,
playing FIFA. Yeah. Okay, so how many people are on the practice squad?
16. But when you're, this is what's crazy. When you're on practice squad, you can get picked up by anybody in the NFL.
any team at any point.
So it kind of sucks. Yeah. You're like, okay, I'm hyped to still be in the NFL. Gamble. But yeah, every day you're like, I could get a call from anywhere, which is what happened. The Raiders called. And then you're literally, they called and they were like, yeah, your flight's in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. I was freaking out. I was like, I was hungover. I literally was just sitting there. I was like, I'm going to have a Pinterest day. I'm just scrolling on Pinterest. He comes out. He's like, oh, we're
going to have a Pinterest day.
Yes.
That's. Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? Do you have Pinterest days?
No, I don't.
Okay, I have Pinterest days.
When it comes to like designing, I'm like, how many red flags do I have? But when it comes to like designing Airbnbs, I'm like always trying to get new inspiration.
Normalize Pinterest days, okay? Thank you. Moving forward.
Oh my God. Oh my God. But I was like super hungover. And I was like, I'm just going to lay on the couch.
What day is this of the week?
It's Tuesday.
What? Okay, you're super hungover.
Okay, yeah.
Pinterest day.
You're like, whoa, your life's in shambles. Tuesday hungover.
Pinterest day, obviously, on Tuesdays.
Really
yeah.
bad. Okay. Let's bag it up. It's like that weird period of time from Christmas to New Year's.
No,
where
that's so fair.
Nobody.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Guys.
It's hilarious. Right. Hilarious.
But also, so Tuesday.
It's winter break.
Tuesdays are also the one day off for
it's
him.
It's like the NFL off day. It's Tuesdays.
So
your Sunday.
Like going out on a Monday night isn't. Weird.
Crazy. Okay.
It's
no,
weird,
that makes sense.
No, seriously. So you go out to dinners, get a little whatever.
On Mondays.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but it's also when teams are like evaluating their rosters, who are we going to call? So that's why I got a call on Tuesday saying, hey, you're coming out to Vegas.
He literally came out and I was just like sitting there like with Pinterest up. Just like, oh shit. Okay, here we go. And then you left 2 hours later.
Yep.
Dropped him off at the airport.
So
and here we are.
When you're getting a call from your agent?
Agent, correct.
Okay. And what is he saying? He goes, hey, Isaac, what's up?
He's saying, hey, Vegas wants to sign you. And we're hype. I mean, we were hype.
Oh, yeah.
You have the video on TikTok. We were juiced up.
Yeah, we were jumping up and down, like
jumping on the
excited.
Bed.
Yes, yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
And then we're like throwing shit into bags. I'm
taking
just like,
clothes
let's,
off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And it's cool for her, too.
And just getting naked.
Yeah, well.
Getting the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fill in the blank, but it's good for her, too, because it's like, you know, she gets to get to know a new fan base. They obviously are in love with Allison Cooch. And so it's just like, there's a lot of exciting,
like,
energy.
You're not in love with me, too?
Yeah.
Of course I am. Uh-huh. But it's like, for me, football, for her, new market, new fans. Like, it's just a lot of really positive
new
energy.
Exciting content.
Yeah. Honestly,
yeah, right.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we were getting bored.
You're getting hype.
Let's continue the chaos. Yeah, love it.
So... at this time, you were on the practice squad for the Browns.
Correct.
Okay. Did someone on the Raiders get injured, and then that's how you get the spot, or how does that happen?
Do you know? I'll let you explain, because you know a lot about how the NFL stuff works, too.
I didn't know. I don't know how you got your spot, though.
Okay, I'll explain it.
How do you get your spot? How do you get on the team?
So
I called the GM. I did. Oh, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
So basically, they had been evaluating me all year. All these NFL teams evaluate players, and they put them on a radar. They like try to find availability for them. And in my case, that's what they were doing. Somebody
what do you mean they were
hurt.
Evaluating you?
Like, is he somebody that could be on our roster?
So
yes,
are they looking
yes
at your
or no?
stats or like
film? They're asked like evaluating
your
personality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you
imagine?
Like,
this guy's a red flag. Get him out of the room.
That's funny.
But so somebody got hurt, and then they called me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then
just
you're
like
juiced.
That.
And then
I'm
they're
fired
like.
Fired up.
They said in 2 hours, we booked your flight already?
Literally, it's 12:30. He goes, your flight leaves at 2:18, I remember. And then he was like, I think it's going to get delayed. So
but that was when all
fine.
The flight delays were happening, the whole Southwest thing.
I was going to say, what airline?
So they booked like 5 flights for him.
Literally.
They
everything.
Got him to Chicago because Cleveland's not the biggest airport.
Yeah.
So they got him to Chicago. And then he had like, what, 3 flights just in case? And like certain ones would get delayed. And he was just like waiting to get out.
They were desperate for Isaac.
They were
come
like,
on
let's
in.
Get him here. Yeah. Well, it's also crazy because he flew in and played that weekend, so you have to learn a whole playbook. Like, you have to learn everything.
Oh my gosh,
it's actually crazy, right? And then people are like,
that's why when Baker Mayfield came and played that same weekend, he literally didn't know the plays. Well, I'm sure he did.
Oh
but
my god,
you're like, oh, like what's
it's
going
weird.
On?
I can't even
wild.
Imagine.
It's
and meanwhile, my wife, like I have a wife, right?
You
in
have
a
dogs.
Whole situation, yeah.
We have children.
Yeah,
with
he wants
tails.
Our Pinterest account.
Yeah, like right. So we got to figure
I'm
everything
deleting
out.
My Pinterest no. after this. I'm kidding.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's like, is this sponsored by Pinterest?
Yeah.
Are
can
they,
you imagine?
Like, is Pinterest?
What there? Airline are you flying there?
I don't even know what I was. I think Delta?
Did they put you in commercial or first class?
There's no first class seats. And they booked me one, but then the flight got delayed.
So
and
is
I couldn't
it normally
take
first class?
Depends on the team.
Every team
juicy,
is different.
Right? A little juicy.
Who's the richest teams in the NFL?
I think the Cowboys are the richest. I think it's just the richest like sports team in the world.
Yeah, it's the Cowboys. It's the richest franchise.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, love it.
But yeah, they Raiders are a team that they fly first class.
Wow, so. First class. Daddy Delta. That's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy, actually. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know any NFL players that have their own PJs?
No.
Not that that have their own PJs, but I do know a lot of like bigger name guys definitely take private jets.
Fly private.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't stepped into that world.
Nope.
But soon, right?
Soon.
Absolutely.
2023.
Yeah, it's that's our my year.
It's your year.
It's my year.
Okay, so I want to backtrack a little. How did y'all meet? Like what mm-hmm. and fall in love?
So we met in college. He went to Notre Dame. I went to Michigan State.
We're in 2014, by the way.
This yes. We were 19 years old. And
crazy.
Walk into a party at Notre Dame. I went, honestly, I was just super stressed from finals and whatnot. And I was like, ooh, going to Notre Dame. Let's go hang out. I don't know. And yeah, we just met at a party.
Yeah. So I was hosting recruits because like they do that. Hey, like, hey, we've got recruits in here. Take them out. She was visiting, and we just literally happened to be at the same party. And one of my teammates was like, and this was like when I was kind of not drinking a ton. I was in that era.
I like asked him to take a shot, and he was like, oh, I don't take shots. I was like,
well, but then she goes, yeah.
I'm also like,
oh, yeah, right. But she was like, will you at least have a beer with me? And I was like,
my pre gluten intolerant days.
Oh, like, okay. Cute. So Indiana.
And I already was in here.
Gluten and carbs.
Right.
I had my eye on her though, because she had a crop top and Timberlands on. And I'm like, I've never seen a white girl with crop. Right.
The crop top and the Timbs.
Yeah, but that's like a Midwest thing. I'm like, I've never even seen a white girl wear Timbs.
Did that do it for you?
That got the juices flowing.
Okay. You were juiced.
I was there. And so.
You were like, yeah. And it's actually crazy. I knew of him because my sister and his ex-girlfriend were friends.
Crazy. Slept over at their house.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
And so that's how I knew of him. And so I asked like if he had a girlfriend. He was like, oh, no, I'm single. And I was like,
you asked your sister if.
No, I asked him. I was are you in a relationship? Because that's how I'd known him.
Oh.
That's that's the only like framework you had was relationship, Isaac. But then I got light skinned and we started talking about love and all this stuff. Like the first time we were hanging out.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we were talking about love. Fast. Yeah.
Like when you're having beers.
Yes.
At this party.
Yeah. We're literally like in the corner at this party talking about like love at first sight and all this stuff.
Like, oh, do you like believe in that? Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes. And honestly, it's so funny because after our first date, he texted me a text for his brother and was like, I just met the girl I'm going to marry. Like,
I was tripping. That accidental text, it's like, bro, pull it together.
That is so embarrassing.
I'm like, yo,
what am I doing? It's okay when you feel the same way. Because it would have been like super creepy if I didn't like him that much. But
did you send it to your friend or your sister?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The whole gang.
Yeah.
So what was your recovery when you sent that text?
I was like, I got to just rock with it.
But that was after our first date and he didn't even kiss me. I was like, so you're going to marry me and won't even kiss me? It's rude, honestly.
Yeah, here we are.
He just knew.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah,
but,
no, we're married.
So I just rock with it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to just, like, this is how I feel.
How'd the first date happen?
So we went for coffee. We went and got coffee, Starbucks. Which I highly recommend a coffee date, because if your coffee's done, you can leave. Or if you're enjoying the conversation, you stay and keep talking.
You always have an out. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh.
Is this in Indiana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's an Indiana Midwest love story.
Love story.
Oh my God.
Is that a Starbucks?
And go Irish, by the way.
Yeah. Go Irish. Thank you. So yeah, little Starbucks coffee date. We were there for 4 hours. Yeah.
4 hours?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were there after it closed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then we started dating 2 weeks later.
No way.
And 10 years later, here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So many questions. What do you feel like has been the success of your relationship? Like, what has, you know, held you together? Because I feel like a lot of people will date starting in college and then they don't end up married. So how did that end up happening?
I'm curious to hear your answer.
I think we took a break. We took like a few months break.
Why the break?
We were long distance. We were fighting all the time.
You were in Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a year left of college when he went to the NFL. So we were fighting all the time. And I was like, you know what? We literally started dating. We were 19. I was like, you changed so much from 19 to now I'm 28. I'm like, taking a break, I think, was like set us up for success because we didn't talk the entire time. We basically, this is very tea. We have never talked about this, but
tea.
Whoa,
tea.
This is like never incoming before
tea.
Talked
incoming
about.
Tea, guys.
So we broke up.
Screen record right now.
We had a trip. Right. Literally, we had a trip to Bali planned. So that was like our okay. We're gonna see if we're
first
still
world problems,
like still want
right?
to be.
Like,
yeah, that's
like,
whatever.
We're going to Bali.
So we had this trip to Bali planned, and I had paid for my plane ticket. He had paid, okay. like, we were, like, booked yeah. and ready to go.
This is
so
when you're
like,
dating.
Yeah.
We booked it when we were dating, and then we broke up. And we were like, okay, so we'll take,
trauma.
I think it was, like, 4 or 5 months, and so we didn't talk for 4 or 5 months, and then I met him at LAX, and we're like, okay, let's go to Bali.
We went to Bali.
No, but, you're kidding.
No.
Like, as a broken up couple.
it's so juicy, actually. And also, I didn't tell any of my friends that we broke up.
Okay, I just need to paint this. You were in the NFL and you were in college?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She
did you not feel like the coolest person ever? Like, oh, my friend's in the NFL and we're going to Bali. And
right. I would tell, like, my professors, like, oh, sorry, like, I can't make it to class. Like, I'm going to my boyfriend's game in LA. He plays for the Chargers. So they're like, sure. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure, you can't get this assignment.
You're kidding.
That is kind of a flex. I didn't even think about
that's
that.
That's crazy. You're just like vibing in Michigan. You're like, oh yeah, my boyfriend like is casually on the Chargers, and we're like going to Bali. It's fine.
They're like, you're
and then everyone's like, do you want to go to Sigma Chi later? You're like, no, I'm going to Bali.
It's so funny because he'd be like, oh, like, are you going out? Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you do not have to worry about anything I'm doing. I
crazy.
Promise you, like, alpha, whatever. Yeah. Like, no.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you ever visit her her senior year?
You surprised me.
Yeah, surprised her on my bye week. Because every NFL team gets a week off. So I went and surprised her.
Yeah, so I was like there like studying for finals. And here in comes like my NFL boyfriend.
Were your guy friends like bananas about you and him? Like, were they like, what are you like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would bring him to like these parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would bring him to these parties. And he was like this prized like thing coming to these parties.
Especially in the Midwest, like sports is life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So
wow.
Wait, so, but you got to answer the question.
Tell me about Bali, Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You went to Bali, though.
Yeah, but
how did that go? And you ended up being back together?
It went, I think we realized that when we were in Bali, we were like, we need to date like normal people. Because at that point, we had been long distance our entire relationship. We didn't know how to like date casually.
Okay.
But we also didn't come back and immediately start dating again.
No, so I ended up, when we went to Bali, I ended up coming out here actually for a job interview. He had no idea because I was like, well, my job or like my major in college was interior design. I was like, LA is the perfect place. So I'm like, okay, if we're actually going to be together, like we need to see if this is
actually
going to
work.
You're such
a little independent girl boss.
No, I'm like, super
independent. She doesn't give a shit about She's like, okay, cool.
So I literally came out here. I found a roommate on Facebook.
Okay.
Which she actually turned out to be really cool. And I got a job and I was like, oh, by the way, I'm moving like 6 days after college graduation. And he was like, where? Like what? Like what's going on? And then we actually started dating.
Yeah, that
because
was like,
then we were able to like go out to dinner and like leave each other.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like it felt normal.
And
so.
When she moved, told you she was moving to LA.
Yeah.
Did you have instant butterflies? I mean, come on.
No, I was hyped.
Yeah, you
I
were
was
juiced.
Hyped. And I, I was juiced.
Okay.
But I think it was kind of like a perfect like happy medium. We were like extreme long distance, and then we're like mini long distance. Where like it's like 2 hours with traffic.
Oh so, yeah, because like, I lived in Santa Monica. He lived in Irvine.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was like healthy amount of distance where we could like again stay over whatever, it was chill, so I was excited about it. I thought it was like good, it was like a good step for us.
Yeah, do you think your success is a little bit partially because of the break, or what do you think's made you so successful?
I think because of the break I was able to like take a step back from our relationship and like find my own identity outside of like being his girlfriend, especially because him being the NFL, I was like, I don't want to be overpowered
by
that.
A lot.
Like I want to have my own shit going on too, right? So I feel like being independent, like I'm not looking for validation in him. I'm not looking for like anything in him except like a partner and like a best friend. So I think that's where maybe the success comes from, is that I'm not like relying on him to make me happy. Like I need to find happiness in other places and then enjoy that with him.
Which is so awesome that you figured that out so young.
Yeah.
So cool.
I like look back and I'm like,
You're very wise.
I moved to LA. I didn't know anybody in LA and I moved in with a random roommate and I got a job and I'm just like, when did that, like, how did I have the
beast
balls
mode.
To do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is beast mode.
You went
for
crazy.
Real.
Yeah.
I literally moved here with 6 suitcases and nothing.
Slay.
No, it's next level.
Time to go to
IKEA. It's next level.
Yeah. Time to get on
wow.
Pinterest.
Okay, what do you think has made your relationship so successful?
So, obviously, agree with Allie, but not to give a basic answer. I think that, like, we've found a way, and I have a lot of confidence in this, to be super independent and dependent. Like, I think some areas of our life, we're, like, extremely independent. Like, crazy amounts of independence. And then, like, but we'll still call each other. She'll call me and be like, I miss you so much. Like, I want you to come home. I'm lonely.
Cute.
And I'll do the same.
Yeah.
I call her a million times a day. So it's, like, in some ways, we just, like, we're, like, the cheesy, corny couple. But in a lot of ways, we're, like, all right, I'm going to support you. You support me. We're not going to hold each other back. I don't know. It's really like a cool dynamic.
We got a cool thing going on.
Yeah.
We
kind
of have to say that.
I love it. I love it.
It's good.
What do you feel like on the opposite end is something you guys still are constantly working on as a couple?
That's a good question, TK.
I think communication. I feel like communication is like something that you can always be improving on, whether that be like being super open about how something makes you feel or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think communication is always something you got to work on.
Yeah.
I think also one thing we're always working on is like we've been together 10 years. So who we were
That's
when we
crazy.
Were.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
So who we were when we were 19 is so different.
I was like a baby. It was all,
but it's also different from 24, 26, where we're at now. So like having to like go through those major life changes together is challenging.
Yeah.
Right? So like I think we're always just learning, okay, what is this era? What do we need to learn about
each other?
What is
this era?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing out TikTok terms.
I'm entering my married era.
I'm in my officially married era.
How are you?
So yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. And that's just, that won't ever stop. It'll be kids and whatever, but I think that's the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What advice would you have for your younger self when you were in your single era?
Single era.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you take it first.
Like, what advice would you give to someone who's single and they're like, it's hard to find someone? Like, you guys have such a great thing going. I think a lot of people look up to you, including myself. So what would you say to someone, you know, I'm 25, I'm in LA, I've gone on the Hinge dates. Like, what advice would you give to someone?
I say just live the life. Like, picture your best life, like what you like would daydream your life to be, and
a little manifest
and just
action,
yeah,
okay,
and go after that, because you're not gonna be like sitting and doing the same stuff and then find like this dream man. Like, you got to be like living your dream life, and then you're gonna find somebody that aligns with that lifestyle.
Yeah,
I feel like
I think it's also just well, it's the same thing. Like, you just got
to
be independent.
You just have to manifest.
You got to be independent, because I just feel like it's so hard to be happy if you're not independent. Like,
so true.
You can't just be waiting on, like,
you have to love your own life.
Yeah, like, you got to be complete 100%. And then it's like, let's find somebody to complement that in a lot of different ways. But
right,
I don't know. And we had to figure out how to do it while dating. Like, literally, the fact that you moved to LA and did all that on your own is like, okay, you're gaining independence while dating somebody. So I think it's easier for somebody who's 25 single, because you know who you are.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Right? You have space and time to figure out who you are and what you need and what you want. And it's harder when you're dating somebody to get that.
That's true.
Do you have any advice for relationships or people that are dating someone with such a lucrative, time-consuming job, kind of like Isaac's job? Or even just, I feel like you hear a lot about, like, the wags and, like, the lifestyle.
I love that's like, wags.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, the athletes cheat and all that stuff. Like, do you have any advice just as a couple about like how to be successful and, you know, how to go about it when dating someone like that?
Ooh, I feel like it goes back to independence is honestly because if I didn't have a job or like a career or something I was passionate about that I was doing, even if it's not like a source of income, like you're like volunteering or something that like you need to find something that fills up your cup, because me just going to NFL games and like waiting for him to get home, that's not going to make you happy. Like, it definitely might be cool, the whole like, oh, my husband's in the NFL, it's super cool, but it's also not going to make me happy. Like, the clout of that doesn't make me happy.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to find like
it's such
for me
lived.
I love social media, so I'm like being able to use football to like help me get to where I want to be. It's like use everything that you have around you to like, I don't know, push that.
Yeah, it's I mean, the NFL, it's like it's tight, but like you said, it is short lived. Like the NFL, we will be
it's your
old.
Life now.
Yeah,
it's not like it's your life. Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like we'll look back and be like, oh, that was like I did X amount of years and it was quick. It was a phase. But hopefully like the next phase is so much better. And not saying this isn't good. This is unreal. But hopefully it just
like,
keeps getting
fun?
Better and better. And so, like, when you look at it that way, then it's like, okay, like, grow up. We're not going to sit around and just talk about the NFL. I think that's what we look at it like that. It makes it a little bit easier to not just, like, drool over the NFL thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. What do you feel like Ali fuels you as, like, an independent person?
Ooh, I just, oh, my gosh, that's a good question. What fuels me? I think just, like, I don't know if this is like a very Capricorn thing, but I've heard it's a very Capricorn thing. Is like just like I hate hustle culture, but I always want to be doing something.
I agree.
I'm just like I'm like that too. If I don't have a goal, I just feel very like empty, and I'm like, what am I going after? Like, I need to have an end goal, and then once I get to that goal, it feels so good, and you're like, okay, well now I need another goal, like a bigger goal. So I feel like that kind of fuels me, like just the idea of like reaching those goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Do you have any goals right now for 2023 that you're looking
forward
to?
Good. I just love hearing this because I'm proud of her. I like listening to it.
I think I definitely want to have a podcast with me and Isaac. I think that we come from such different backgrounds.
You guys 100% have to.
So I think that's definitely a goal of mine. It's crazy because so many things are happening this year that I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe that's happening. Like, that was a goal. Like, I'm working with the NFL for the Super Bowl. So I'm like,
crazy cool.
Like, I'm like, what? It's gonna be unreal. How can I have a goal to like top that? It's really hard to think about that.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe another goal might be like having a family, actually, and like maybe settling down a little bit. It's kind of intimidating. I feel like really old saying that because I'm like, We're there. Well, yeah, it's like having a kid on purpose is like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like you want that. You want the test to be positive. That's
yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? Like you grow up just hoping that you don't get pregnant and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, now I'm trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, here we are.
It's so weird.
Like calling my parents would be like a happy thing and not like a, oh, I'm scared.
Yeah. I never thought about growing up about how people would even need to try
right
to get pregnant because your whole life you're told like not to.
Yes.
It's weird,
isn't it? Weird, like I didn't know that there's only like a certain window of days you can get pregnant.
Yes.
It's actually like hard to get pregnant.
People don't they don't like
teach
that.
You that
I know, like I'm like that needs to change.
It's
but
a whole nother combo.
Yeah, no, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think it's hilarious what you've done with the whole, you know, gold digger era thing on TikTok.
My gold digger era.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about like how that came to fruition. Like, did you take a bad thing into a good thing? Lemons and lemonade. I want to hear that story.
Yeah. During quarantine, we started TikTok, like a bunch of other people started TikTok and social media. And I just honestly started like talking about like my life normally because he's in the NFL. That happened to
this is your life.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what people don't understand. They're like, oh, she like films NFL stuff. It's like, no, she films her life.
Right. Like this is your every day.
It's just part of it.
People legit forget. I'm like, bro, I'm in the NFL. Yeah. Don't try me, bro.
Yeah. And so when I started talking about the NFL, people would be like, oh my God, a gold digger. And I'm like, wait, why? Just because of his job? Like, that's crazy to me. And then I was like,
were people commenting that on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Was
like
it mainly men?
mainly men.
It's
for
always
sure.
Dudes. It's
yeah.
So crazy.
Loser.
I'm just like, you're just jealous you can't get with an NFL.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so then I was like, I don't mind hate comments because I'm like, I have nothing to hide. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm a very like satirical person. Like, let's just run with the joke. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm a gold digger. Oh,
the best
no.
Are
like,
the subtitles when you change the subtitles. Oh, I was like, this girl's funny.
That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. When you're like,
I love that.
Yeah. When you're like, my sugar daddy, when he blah, blah, blah. Like, so funny.
I started uploading them to YouTube Shorts and the humor does not translate well on there because everyone's like, oh my God, did you see her trying to cover up the sugar daddy thing? Like,
no way.
I'm like, guys, I put
you're
that there
like,
on purpose. Bro,
come on.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's like, I want to claw my eyes out. I'm like, wow, okay.
Wow, that's nice. How we feel.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how it started.
And then you thought it was funny and you just started.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I started joking about how I was like psychic and I saw him going to the NFL back when we were 19 and we met. Like, I'm like, y'all, like, let's just run with this. And now it's not even like, I don't even joke about being a gold digger anymore.
I do.
Now you're the gold digger.
Yeah,
now I do. It's just crazy how the transition has happened. Like, it's a pretty graceful transition out of that.
If you don't like the narrative,
now.
You have to change it. So
yeah.
I changed it. No.
You took it, like, you took the reins.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
dialogue.
Now you're Mr. Cooch.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yes.
I love it, though. I really am super proud of her, so I'm like, I don't care. And people, my teammates are like, bro, how do you feel about the Mr. Cooch thing? I'm like, boy, I'm not going to be playing football forever. You think I'm like, I would rather my wife be super well known like that when this is all over, like that's going to last a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's
I think it's
so
cool,
funny.
Though.
What do your teammates just think about your guys' social media presence in general? Do you ever get any shit?
Yeah, so it's crazy because it's definitely changed. Like, when I first started
when you weren't that big, it was like,
yeah, it's like, okay, you're trying
definitely.
Too hard,
and now they're asking
you
to come
much.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy, though. It's
like, you'll give me a shout-out.
Right?
For real. Nope. I swear, dudes ask me all the time. And I'm always like, bro, I'll give you a shout-out. I don't care. Like, it's not a big
like,
deal.
Like, shout-out's even a thing anymore? Like,
I know.
Yo, shout-out.
Yeah, shout-out. Hey, follow my boy at... It's like, boy, stop.
If I saw you doing that on TikTok, I'd be like, what is Isaac doing?
Unfollow.
He just like puts like a username like on the screen just up the
yo,
top
let me get
right,
a
like,
shout out.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, so I put guys on, but the point is now guys ask me for advice. But I've had coaches, you talk about T, I've had coaches, like one of my coaches, I won't say who, was like, he was like, maybe if you spent less time on TikTok.
Classic.
Like, boy.
Classic old guy thing to say.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
But then you've also had coaches that have appreciated it and been like, wow, that's super cool.
Yeah, I mean, it just opens up so many doors. I don't care now, though. I'm like, I'm in a year, about to go into year seven. I don't care if you have stuff to say.
Yeah, well, that's like, almost like saying, like, okay, you can't do anything outside of football that's not football. That's like, you can't go home and be a dad. Have a life. Like, yeah. Like, what?
Which, that mentality.
Or you can't have a hobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, some guys like fishing, you like dancing. No, I'm kidding.
I like, you like renegading. Yeah.
Renegade.
He likes wowing, right?
Whoa.
What's it called? The
the nay-nay? Crank that nay-nay?
I was thinking like the giddy, not... Oh, not God. Yitty. That's Lizzo.
The gritty.
Yeah, gritty. Yeah, yeah.
The gritty.
My brother always does that. I'm right. Like, why are you grittying like, on the street
like,
right
we're
now?
At dinner. Why are we gritting?
Yeah, that it's super crazy how it's changed. I feel like it used to be like embarrassing, like being on TikTok. Now it's like not embarrassing at all.
I could care less now, too. I'm like...
Well, I also think it's cool when I go to games and people are like, oh, my God, Allison, are, like, wearing, like, Mr. Cooch jerseys. I'm like...
That's unreal.
A guy can't look at that and be like, ew, like, you're on TikTok.
Yeah.
They look at that as, like, cool.
Well, it's always... I always say this on this podcast. It's always weird. Anything you start is always weird and embarrassing until
it hits.
It's not.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, everything... Like, Uber was embarrassing at one point. Like, someone... Who invented Uber went to their friend and was like, I have this idea. And they're like, bro,
good luck.
Like, go back to your day job.
Like, no one's like, going to embarrass that, right?
But then, like, it, all of a sudden, Uber's like one of the biggest companies, and like, the same dude wants to invest and like wishes he would have been a part of it. And that's how it's just how the story goes.
Yes.
It's unfortunate. Sure. But it's really disappointing that, like, at this time, like, a coach would say something like that. Because at the end of the day, it is your coach, and it still is like, dude, really? Like, did you have to say that?
Well, it's like, I don't talk about it. Why are you talking about
it?
I'm not
saying. Clearly, you
watch. Yeah, like, boy,
you're a fan?
You're on my page.
Yeah,
why are you obsessed with me?
You're like, you're a fan?
But it helps, and I'll always hype Allie up. Like, it helps because she does such a good job of being tasteful. It's not trashy content. It's not stuff that would, like, be embarrassing.
And you're positive. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like good vibes.
And you're insightful. You've educated so many people on the NFL, and you've gotten girls invested in watching.
And I love that. I love when women are interested in sports because I'm like so tired of this narrative that like it's like you're a pick me girl if you like sports.
Yes.
Like, or I just fucking like football. Yeah. Like, or I just like it.
Yeah.
So I love that like I'm bringing like new information to like women that they can go to their husband, fiance, boyfriend and be like, oh, did you know this is a rule? And they're like, I actually didn't. And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are definitely things that I would never post because at the end of the day, I do know like the NFL is a business. I would hate for anything I do to reflect negatively on him.
Yeah,
but like,
me too. Yeah. We'd both hate that. But
yeah.
I could be trash.
I know. And that's where, oh my gosh, so many people on TikTok. Recently, I lost my luggage going to Vegas. And yes. So I sent my luggage to the Raiders facility.
Yes.
And so many people were like, you're going to get your husband cut. I'm like, Do you think the Raiders GM is like, oh my God, she sent her luggage here? No. It's also like these NFL teams can be like families.
Yeah.
Like I was just with the social media team with the Raiders and they're like, no, we thought it was hilarious. And also it's like the NFL, like it's definitely varies team to team, but like the Raiders are like take you in as a family. Like you're just as much as part of the organization as he is. So I think it's so funny when people are like, you're going to get your husband cut. I'm like, I promise you, if that was true, why would I ever post that?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Also, I like from my perspective, I'm like, at the end of the day, the NFL is a business and yes. You are giving it the most free promo out of anyone. Do you know what I mean?
Isn't that crazy?
Which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
when I was going to say the Raiders, it's just crazy because she posted about or did like a, oh no, you did a video with them on their page.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they gained, like, I'm not joking, like, maybe, like, 60 or 70,000 followers.
I was one of them, probably. Like, yeah, yes. Because of Ali.
And people are just like, oh, my God, I'm, like, a Raiders fan now. And I'm like, this influence is crazy.
But I love it. And I love that people feel like they have, like, something invested in it. They're like, oh, like, I have a personal connection to the Raiders now. Like, mm-hmm. I want to follow along with that.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's fun.
Because watching football when you like know more about a player is a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I follow
100%.
Like Kennedy's, like I follow her, and I'm like, oh, I want her husband to do well.
Yeah.
So I love that.
It's
I can
like
do that.
Our girls' version of putting a bet on the game. It's yes. Like my favorite TikToker's husband's on this team.
Yes.
Which is like my bet.
Yes,
that's
and I love
bet. Guys, but bets on games on random players.
Also, it makes it more interesting. I feel like
gets you more excited.
I'm like, sports can be honestly kind of like reality TV. You're like, oh wow, that player just got cut and is now with a different. It's like it's juicy.
Yeah,
it is juicy. A little juicy.
One of my favorite things that you have done, Allie, is just like how much you've educated people on, including myself, on the lifestyle and how hard it can be just for your entire family, your loved ones, your as being a wife. Like, that is a whole separate world that, like, people from the outside, I feel like, are always like, oh, they're so lucky they're a gold digger, whatever, right? Yeah. But, like, they don't see you. You show the, like, hardships of it. And you show you with the dogs driving by yourself, getting to Vegas.
Show me
like,
crying
doing
on
all
the
this
internet.
Stuff. Yeah, crying, like, whatever. Which is the actual reality.
Yes.
And it definitely has opened up my eyes towards, like, you know, family members of NFL players and seeing, like, how much time and effort. Because Isaac, I'm sure, couldn't be Isaac without you at
this
point. You know?
Sure.
And that's been really cool to watch as well.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, last year I struggled a lot when he was with the Colts because I didn't have any friends out there. It's like you're placed
I'm
in
so
a new
sad
city.
I didn't know you guys.
I know, I'm sad too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But,
right
so
there.
This year when he got cut, everyone was like, oh my God, she's going to stop TikToking until he's back on a team. And I'm like, let's talk about it. Like, it definitely sucks. I'm not happy. It's not because, like, the money or, like, anything like that. It's like my husband just lost his job. Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about it. And yeah, I don't really have anything to hide. I feel like I'm a very open book, which
is
so cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is super cool.
Very educational.
I love that though. Sometimes I do feel really self-conscious talking about the struggles I go through because I'm like, I know so many people out there are going through a lot worse shit. So at the same time, I try and be very sensitive about that too. Cause it's like, okay, at the end of the day, I know like my husband's been in the NFL for 6 years. We get like, you have to be like, do it tastefully. Cause you don't want people to be like, I don't know. I'm not asking for pity. I kind of just think I want to show like both sides to the NFL.
Yeah,
the good times, the bad times. I don't want.
And also,
pity,
no matter anyone's current status or financial status, like you're still allowed. Everything you're feeling is valid.
Right.
So many people don't think that's true.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I know that's true. Yeah.
It's also interesting because the world of professional athletes and famous people in general, previously has been like all on Instagram, right? Which is just really perfectly curated pictures.
Yeah.
And then now you're like, okay, wait, here's like a less glamorized version of what we thought existed with the NFL. And like, I think both of us are actually doing a really good job of just explaining, like, no, it's like we're in a meat grinder like half the time.
Yeah.
And like moving half the time, and it kind of sucks half the time, but you love it, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't change it at all. But I think it's just been really cool to peel back the curtains and be like, no, this is kind of like the real live. Like, what's going on?
Totally. It's actually, this is like going to sound so weird, but it's almost more interesting how crazy of a year you guys have had with all the teams and the practice squad and the back on the team. And like, it's almost more interesting as a viewer, just as like me, just as a viewer, not as a friend, like watching that versus like you steady vibing, you just like looking cute and going to your husband's game every time.
Absolutely.
Like, do you know what I mean? Watching It's interesting and
it's like,
fun and educational watching someone struggle or their journey or, you know, watching you be at a high and having high low and or low low. And I don't know. I love how you guys document it. It's so cool. Speaking of practice squad, I want to ask, do you get paid on the practice squad?
Yeah.
How does that work?
So
I have like so many questions.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There's like a range. So like there's like veteran pay, which I was considered a vet. And then
how many years do you have to be in the NFL for it to be a vet?
It's like three or more, and then it's kind of hard to explain, but either way, there's like a range of payment, but yes, you get paid. It's still, I mean, it's still like a great paying job, but it's like not,
there's like
your
a minimum
salary.
Amount you get paid.
Oh, great.
There's like it varies.
Good.
It definitely varies.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So, but it was just, you know, you still are making less, which is sucks and is super annoying and you're not playing.
So then once you go on the Raiders, did you have like a new contract of a new like payment?
Yes.
Wow.
So the way this is
what
it works.
So much like fluctuation of your like life.
It's so confusing.
That's crazy.
So I signed a contract with the Browns. Like that was like my year long contract, normal NFL contract. That contract stays in place and it is either active or inactive based on like my status.
Mm.
If I switch teams and I go from inactive on the Browns to active on the Raiders, that contract just goes to them and it just restarts.
Oh.
So when you see salaries, you have to think about it like that salary divided by 18 weeks, that's like what you make. So if you play that week, you make 1/18 of your salary. If you don't play, you don't make 1/18 of your salary. Mm-hmm. And then you have guarantees and signing bonuses. But that's just like the easiest way to think about it. So I played like, I think I was like active on a roster for maybe like 13, 14 games. So then I made 13 or like 14, 18 of my contract.
It's also super interesting because he was on practice squad with the Browns and he still played in the game. And so he got paid what he would have, like, he got paid
one of
as
the
if
18th?
He was on, yes.
Yeah, one of the 18.
But, like,
correct.
He was still on practice squad. It's super so interesting.
Because he played in the game.
Yes.
Correct. It's so weird,
and
though.
Then there's, like, a lot more. Like, there's, like, termination pay where if you, like, get, if you're a vet, like, and you play the first game, you get your entire salary.
Oh.
It's super interesting. There are so many rules. I'm telling you, the NFL rule book is, it has to be
wild.
Huge. Because
wow.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, I'm assuming, do you have a manager?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have an NFL agent.
So I have an agent and we have
a social
the same
media manager.
Management.
Okay, yeah. I was going to ask. So your NFL agent doesn't do your social media deals?
No.
Wow.
They can, though. They're capable of,
okay.
of doing it. But I kind of have.
You do some deals through them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have like a two-prong approach, though, because we do so much together.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for us not to have the same management.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense. Just, and our deals are obviously better if we're working together.
Mm-hmm.
So I have both. But my agent does football stuff. And then they have a team that does, like, social media stuff.
Wow. What has been your favorite fan base, like, to be a part of or play with?
That's a good question.
Ooh. I'm not going to lie. Like, the Raiders. Like,
I knew you were going to say that. they're great. They're known for a crazy fan base.
Yes. And so many, I will say, like, when he got signed by the Raiders, so many wives that their husbands play in the NFL were like, oh, my God, are you, like, that sucks. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean?
Wait,
and
really?
It's because it's a fan base that is like ride or die. So if you're not with them, they're scary.
Yeah.
But being a part of them, they're so welcoming. They're hardcore. I also will, like, I say this all the time. I love strong fan bases because love the Chargers. They had a great fan base here, but it just what it
was smaller.
Like, it was smaller, and it's also
like people don't care about football.
They're
as
like,
much.
And honestly,
yeah.
and so that's why like when he went to the Browns, so many people are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you have to go to Cleveland. I'm like, the Browns organization is iconic. What do you mean? And so I look at it like glass half full. I'm like, yeah, the Browns are incredible. Like I love it.
I think once we started to get our social media following too, like. We're starting to understand the fans better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I feel like we're having more positive experiences with the fans. Like, Browns fans and Raiders fans this last year were, like, both insane.
Yeah.
Like, ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's cool to experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
What if you guys, because you lived in L.A. for so long, or Irvine.
Orange County.
Orange County. What would you say are, like, the main difference, like, the pros and cons between the Midwest and California.
You're a Midwest girl.
Yeah,
I'm a Midwest girl too.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
we'll get along.
Midwest girls.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Michigan. I do like how like the life can feel so simple and like slow at times. I definitely
easy.
Yeah,
everything's
like, very
just
easy.
To do.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
But then again, I love like being able to drive to the beach or like waking up and it being sunny all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love that. So there's definitely pros and cons. I think that I definitely see myself staying out here though long term.
Me too.
Yeah, we love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just got spoiled with the Chargers 4 straight years. I mean, it was just like, this place is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? From South Bend to here, I'm like, this is like the promised land.
Oh, yeah. So South Bend, their weather is a little questionable.
Super questionable.
I'm also, I will say, my mood is very dependent on the weather. So if it's, so I told him when I was in Cleveland, I was like, I haven't seen the sun in like 2 weeks. And I was like, I honestly need to fly somewhere. That sounds very privileged. But I was like, I'm struggling mentally.
Yeah.
And yeah, it does sound very like bougie for me to say that.
No,
but
I get it.
But like, oh my God, I was just struggling. I didn't leave my apartment a bunch too because I was like, I don't really have a bunch of friends here. And like one of the friends I did have, she was pregnant, so she wasn't trying to go and get drinks or something. So I was like, okay, I'm struggling.
Also,
so living in California makes sense.
A huge thing that people don't talk about is like your buy-in from her perspective. I'm always bought in when I'm in an NFL building. But, like, for you, your buy-in to a city and relationships is going to be so much lower if she knows that I can get picked up and go to any team at any point.
Or you mean, like, your, like, commitment to,
yeah,
like the
am
city
I,
or to make
it
homie.
To everything,
yes,
right?
Got
like,
it.
I mean, there was even times in our apartment.
She's like, why am I here right now?
Literally.
Yeah.
And like, there's times where she's like, I want to, because she's interior designer and wants to like have that vibe. And she's like,
that makes so much sense with the Airbnbs.
Yes.
So, so she's like, I want to buy this stuff. And I'm like, why? Like, I could be gone. Literally how it happened with the Raiders. So, so it's like, it's
like,
tough.
Why would I even try and make this place cute?
Yeah. So it's mentally tough. That plus seasonal depression is
that
for you.
Talk about living in the present and trying to do that. That's hard.
Yeah. It's, and I think when he got cut from the Browns earlier on in the season, like literally before the first game, and then he got picked back up. So I was like, okay, so now he is on the team. So now I was like, I was rushing around, like, okay, I actually have to make connections here. And then I don't know, it was just like a lot of ups and downs.
And also now your life's public.
Yes.
Like, you're like, now I have to tell everyone that literally. I'm, yeah.
And
that's hard.
Also, I hate, I would, oh my God, I just made a video about this. I would hate for any NFL wife or literally anybody in general for them to be like, oh, Allie's hot shit because she has social media. Like, she thinks she's hot shit. And so then it like stresses me out knowing that these people know that I'm like depressed and like have to go and like.
They're like casually texting you like, hey, want to hang out?
You could?
Like, my God, I guess we'll hang out then.
Yeah. So it's I like being open, but at the same time, I'm like, I wish I could be open and then certain people not know that.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know.
You just block every girl when you get to a city so they can't see you.
Can you imagine? From their story.
Right.
They're like, you block
me. I will say, like, even from my perspective, when I'm filming, I, like, see my viewers as, like, a different friend group than, like, my real-life friends.
Yes.
If that makes sense. I'm like.
Absolutely.
I'm like, my real-life friends don't watch my stuff.
No, actually.
But they do.
Until they do, and you're like.
Oh. You're like, whoa, okay, they know that about me.
Isn't that crazy? And I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of this, but sometimes I'll like, mention something in, like, a TikTok, and then the company will be like, oh, do you want to work together? And I'm like, what?
I know.
Like
oh, you
when
saw
did
that.
You see that video?
And you're like, no, duh. I posted. Like, I like, forget. That people watch.
It's honestly, no, actually, I'm like, there's no, like, when the video says a million views, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, that's nice.
Yeah.
I do not picture a million people actually, like, having me on their screen. That blows
which is crazy.
My mind.
That is
it feels
crazy.
Make-believe,
my
right?
Because
you're just talking your phone.
Think about a stadium full. SoFi holds, like, what, like, 70,000 people?
Yeah, that's just
and
stadiums.
In my head, I'm like, only 70,000 views? Isn't that crazy? You think of SoFi? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I think all those people there watch one video and I'm mad that that's low.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Man, it's crazy. I'm like, I can't even picture a million people.
She had a video with like 30 million views and I'm like,
that's crazy.
Of like able bodies that can scroll on TikTok in America, that's like a pretty big percentage of people.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
because
there's old people and young people, they're not on TikTok. And like
that's
just
like majority
the amount
of
people, it's crazy.
It blows my mind. Yeah,
I don't know. It's weird.
That's so insane.
And here we are, just vulnerable. Like,
am I crying?
I have to ask though. I know Indy was like a rough moment.
Mm-hmm.
What were there any pros to Indy? Like, where were your favorite spots
for
to
sure.
go?
Oh yeah, so we lived like right outside of Carmel, Indiana.
Okay.
So you know Carmel.
Love Carmel.
I think it's
Carmel's
like
the Beverly Hills of Indiana.
Wow.
I would say. Like, it's a nice part of Indiana.
It's a fair comparison.
I feel like maybe like Zionsville, though.
Zionsville?
Yeah, I feel like that's like very. Like,
it's like the bougie part of Indiana.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. If it can be bougie. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
Bougie for Indiana.
We got our house, which was clutch.
So we bought a house on a 1-year deal, which is unheard of in the NFL.
What do you mean 1-year deal?
So he literally was only guaranteed to play there for a year.
Just bought a house to go
and
crazy.
We bought a house.
Okay.
Yeah. But I had like guarantees in my contract. I had a better contract than I did this year. So we were like, why not? Let's just get it.
So having a house was really cool. That was the first time we had ever owned a house together. We own the Airbnbs, but they don't feel like ours. So we were able to like, I don't know, have fun. Like he was building random shit. But I feel like we're like, I honestly like, crap, now it's not coming to mind. It's right under the Meridian Kessler. What is it?
Broad Ripple.
So like
Broad Ripple.
So I love like that area. I really feel like because he had guarantees, I was like the odds of him getting cut are very low.
Yeah.
So I started immediately.
Broad Ripple's cute.
Yeah, I immediately started like.
Did you go to Patacho?
Yes. Oh my God, we had breakfast there. Like,
is that
times.
That
yeah.
place is good.
Yummy.
Yeah. Yes, I love
good.
It.
Sorry,
yeah.
I interrupted you.
Oh no, you're totally good. No, I feel like because I knew we were going to be there for a while, or not a while, but we were going to be there for the season, I was like, oh, I can actually, like, jump in, like, dive in.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you had never been cut before. Up until this year, you had never been cut.
I did my first year, but it was kind of different. Yeah.
We weren't together, Isaac.
Did you guys kind of have a parallel path to Monty Teo? Didn't he do Notre Dame and then Chargers?
Notre Dame, Chargers. It's actually crazy because there's a lot of Notre Dame
guys
who went
Notre
Dame
Chargers. crazy.
That is but a he was super way ahead of you, right? Oh, well, I guess Manti became super famous because of the documentary. Isn't that
crazy? Because the documentary. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a.
Do you know him?
Yeah. Well, when I went to Notre Dame, he hosted me. He was like the guy. Like,
get out!
How I said, yeah. How well he didn't host, but he was like the first person I had lunch with. And that's super. It's just funny. The whole thing is crazy. That. Yeah,
that's insane. Man,
that's interesting.
Did you watch the doc?
Yeah,
crazy.
You have to watch it.
Yeah,
I mean,
intense. Yeah,
yeah, that was intense. Because when I started dating, so my sister's ex played football at Notre Dame, and he was there during the whole thing. And it
get
was
out.
Oh yeah, it was so interesting because everyone would joke about it. There'd be signs like, "Oh, Manti Te'o's girlfriend," blah blah blah. Super interesting, but I didn't know the story like how it was told.
Yeah,
like, I thought I thought he had made up a girl.
Well, that's the way it was framed in the media, right?
Yeah,
the whole thing is crazy.
It's
like,
the most insane thing ever.
Yeah.
The girl who sent the picture, he was like, "Hold up, peace sign."
Yes, and the picture.
I'm like, I'm done. Like, if that's me, I'm catfish. Like, you won. You got me, I lost. Like,
yes.
How is he supposed to be like, yeah, this is fake?
Insane. Like,
that's super specific.
Yeah. Super weird, but.
So crazy.
Super suspect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. So what else would you do in Indy?
What else would I do in Indy? I'm not
going
to lie.
Like, do you think people are nicer in the Midwest?
Yes, absolutely.
More welcoming?
Yes.
as a table full of Midwesterners. Because Midwesterners like, are great, right?
You're not from the Midwest.
Right? Sure.
You're from the South.
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, you're from the South.
Well, Georgia, people from the South are nice, too.
Yeah, yes. I mean, some.
But, yeah.
Some. No.
Hey, you walk in and you look the wrong way.
That's very true.
Yeah, Georgia's interesting.
Yeah, but, I mean, the issue, I think, in Indiana and probably why I was depressed is I didn't leave my house a bunch. Mm. And so I think I get very, like, caught up. Like, I don't know, it feels like very claustrophobic when you're only in your house and you're like, well, it's already halfway through the season. What am I going to do? Like, and then you're just looking forward to going back home. Because
totally.
Now, like, we have a home here.
And that's so your home base.
This is our home base, yeah.
Well, and also, Indiana's tough because, like, everything's 25 minutes away. Like, if you're like, oh, I want to go to a workout class, it's 20 to 25 minutes. And so, like, that becomes, like, exhausting. Like,
wait, really? That must have been where y'all lived.
In Westfield, Indiana?
Yeah, we lived in Westfield. Anthony's Chop House. That was, like, our favorite go-to dinner spot.
It's
have you
like
ever
like
heard
a
of
nice
it?
Steakhouse.
You've never heard of it? Anthony's Chop House?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I haven't heard of that.
Well, you got to go
it's,
now.
It's actually really good.
It's super good. So I feel like, I don't know, there really wasn't much to
we had
do.
We had a good flow, though.
Good run.
Yeah, we had a good flow.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it.
So as of now, the Raiders is the new fam.
Mm-hmm.
I am dying to come to a game.
Oh, you have to.
And we should go with Kennedy.
Yes. The stadium is insane.
Sounds like you guys are going there whether I'm there or not.
Very true. Very true.
I'm like, I have a good promoter in Vegas.
Right?
Benny, I'll be hitting you up.
No, I love Vegas. I also had never been there until he was there.
Place is crazy.
Like, this is fun.
Crazy. And it's
I can't imagine living there.
Yes.
Like that's so crazy to me.
But when I picture Vegas, I picture the Strip as like the whole city. But we got to like go to a few different parts. Summerlin is like a city that we got to go to, and
Henderson.
Yeah, there are a lot of really cool cities out there.
Well,
I'm a big Vegas fan.
Yeah.
Huge
Raiders fans.
Yeah. Huge.
Big time.
Go get a tattoo of the Raiders right now.
Same.
Oh my God. It was just super refreshing. Like, again, Cleveland's much better than what people paint the picture to be. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a solid city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But getting to Vegas and being like, okay, there's a million different places to eat. Like, okay, we can go to like the nice Toca Madeira and like do all these fun dinners and have drinks and like hang out is really, it was so refreshing.
Because
it just wasn't like that in Cleveland. There's more chain restaurants. Uh-huh. It's more of like not the same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not a horrible city, but.
Also, you guys are young. You want to go out and do the fun, crazy things. Like maybe one day when, you know, the babies do come, you can. Cleveland's more realistic or whatever.
Yes.
But that's super fun. And so Vegas, like, would you guys get an apartment there? Because I know your home base is here. What's that vibe looking like?
It's funny.
We're
on
the same page.
We would buy a house. In Vegas.
Yeah,
it would make sense.
Don't they have no state income tax?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come yes,
on,
sir.
Taxes.
Checking money flying everywhere.
Right on, right on.
Honestly, and it's just a really cool city that I think that if we bought a house there, we could eventually turn it into an Airbnb even like a rental property. So
I'm inviting myself over.
Absolutely.
You're
like, you're coming over.
Wow,
and
that's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. I think it also like gives her a fun project. Like, I kind of wish we would have bought one in Cleveland because, like, homes are cheap and it would have just been a fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a privileged thing. It's like, oh, just a fun project. Like, it's a whole home. But, yeah.
But I will say, we did it in Indiana.
Cool that you're like, in that position.
Yeah.
But she worked your ass off to do
it. Yeah. So we fixed up the house that we bought in Indiana. We got, I mean, made that was right when the housing market was like increasing. So we sold at the right time. But, like, everyone thought we were so stupid. And I'm like, oh, well.
Did you make a good profit on it?
Oh, yeah.
It was solid.
Wow.
Yeah.
In 10 months. It was like, wow. 10 months? It's a win.
So how many Airbnbs do you have?
Two.
We'll get one soon.
Mm-hmm. Where?
We're thinking probably North Carolina.
Where are the Airbnbs or where's the next one?
No, where's
or
the next both? One? North Carolina. Mm-hmm. The other ones
are
in Arizona.
Yes. And I'm thinking like mountain vibes. Like I want to do something that's very different from our other two because we did the first one and we were like, okay, let's just like perfect this little process now that we have like a contractor here and everything. So we did the second one, but in the future, like we plan to own like a ton. So I'm like, I definitely want it to be different vibes. Like I want each vibe to reflect the city that it's in.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I don't want to copy and paste. That sounds boring.
Also like doing things that are like true to us. Like I think we want to create what would be like our perfect like couples cabin experience.
Yeah.
So let's
like to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's create that for somebody else. And that's what Arizona, like you had your bachelor
party
at our Airbnb.
Yeah, I literally planned, I renovated the house to be, I'm not, that sounds so like crazy, but I renovated it to be like what I would want to hold my bachelorette at.
Now it's like all women bachelorette parties that running out. And it's like, that's on brand.
You should do one in Nashville.
You know what's crazy? We looked into doing one in Nashville and there are so many crazy zoning laws now Airbnb is big and that they just don't want it to like affect the people actually buying houses to live there. So
I get it.
But okay, so for people that are in your position where they're like, okay, I have some money in my savings. Mm-hmm. I want to start a new project. I want to make some more money, passive money. How, like, would you recommend starting an Airbnb? How much of your time is it taking you? Mm-hmm. And are you making quite a bit of money? Like, is it worth it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, I quit my job to do Airbnb. That was kind of like, when he was a free agent, I was like, I love interior design. This is something I want to do. It could provide income. So, like, this would be my contribution to, like, our accounts. Like, I don't know. It was just something as a way of passive income. And I will say, like, I think the reason our Airbnbs are successful, and this sounds like very toot my own horn, but I'm going to do it, is I think you have to set yourself apart. Like, you're not going to just, if you go and, like, get Wayfair furniture and just white sheets and white everything and white walls, it's not going to do well. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can set yourself apart in the rental market, then, yeah, I think it's extremely successful. Especially, like, I see, like, a bunch of other Airbnbs doing it now where, like, they're, like, putting cute patterns on the wall or they're, like, naming it something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that is going to set yourself apart from, like, the typical, like,
some experience.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Like, you want to create an experience. And so I think, yeah, it can be lucrative. You just have to do it the right way.
Okay.
Like, you can't really half-ass it.
Which people are. A lot of people are just running the Airbnb, throwing properties together. They're renting furniture and, like, mm-hmm. You have to be real. You have to be genuine and do it, like, really put your heart and soul into it. It needs a little TLC.
If you're passionate about it, I highly recommend it, though.
How much time does it take? Like, out of your, you have 100% of your time. How much percentage is it taking?
When renovating, 100%.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's
really?
Especially because contractors, if you've never worked with one, they are like time. Oh my gosh. They just take forever to do stuff. They're expensive. You have to, like, always be on their ass. Well, I guess in our situation that's by my experience, but definitely, like, and like I'm the one designing, I'm the one ordering, I'm the one that's always flying there back, like figuring everything out. So I would say 100%. And like when we're renovating, but once everything gets running, we hired a manager co-host, and I ran it when we lived in Indiana, and then somebody threw a party. And there was like throw up on the rugs.
No, thanks.
And I was like, how am I supposed to manage this from Indiana? Like, how am I supposed to do that?
It's also hard when you have a social media presence and now like you don't want to be getting. Yeah.
No. Yeah, and I'm like, when I stayed in Airbnb, cleanliness is number one. So I'm like, I need somebody eyes, ears all time.
Yeah.
Like,
who's there kind of on site.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he lives in Arizona. And when we do other Airbnbs, we might stick with him or I don't know. It's very important. Like, guest relationships and cleanliness. I'm like, very important.
Wow. Absolutely. So cool. And so you're thinking of buying in Vegas. Would you ever Airbnb that out?
I think eventually.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah. Especially another bachelorette hub for bachelor party hub.
Well, it's interesting. So many people are like, oh, it wouldn't do well because it's not on the Strip. But I'm like, if I was throwing my bachelorette there, I don't think I'd want to stay on the Strip. Like, you want to have like a different experience.
Yeah, and we'd naturally cater probably more towards women. And I feel like women don't have the draw to gamble.
No.
Like men do.
I'm like, ew.
You're like not even close.
No, I'm like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Dinner.
Yes. Toca Madera.
So I think it's like.
Chainsmokers. Yeah.
Right. So I think we wouldn't need to be right on the Strip. We could be outside.
Yeah.
Who knows what we'll do though.
Cool day. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And there are so many, what was I going to say? There are so many like conferences that are held there. So I feel like it would be very different than. Like, I don't know.
To be determined.
Yeah. Have you ever worked with a brand to help furnish your Airbnbs?
That's coming up.
Hell
yes. Yeah.
Okay, so last question. What are you guys doing to make moves in your life currently? I know you kind of said your goals.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear. What are you doing to move and shake things?
Take it away.
I think we're just continuing to grow, but I think like trying to think about like, how do we like take this massive following and turn it into like more like long-term sustainable opportunities? Like, I don't want to be like 35 just like TikTok and like doing dance. Like,
I don't want to like still talk about the NFL when he's done with the NFL. Like, yeah, I'm sure that it'll be time to time, but I don't want to be like, oh yeah, my retired NFL husband. Yeah. So it's
you
like,
you want to evolve.
Yes, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
We want to move on from it, but I think we're doing that. I think we're doing a good job of it, but I think just continuing to like create like real, like stuff like this, like doing real live like type opportunities, and then continuing to hustle with the Airbnbs and all the side hustles, so.
And all the shout outs.
Shout out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I agree with like where we're trying to grow. I also feel like right now we've grown and I'm like, I want to be able to take it in too. Like, I think right now I'm just at the point where I'm like, holy shit, is this real life? Like,
this
I want to
take
so it
fast.
In.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy it. Have fun.
Yeah.
And like, we're renovating our house out here in California. So I'm like, I think maybe even talking more about like interior design on like
my gosh, I would love
TikTok. I think I need to start doing that.
And you're great.
Yeah.
At interior design.
You should do the thing where you like, where someone shows their apartment and they're like, I don't know what to do, and then you like duet it and you're like, this is what you should do.
See, I
oh, that'd be an easy way to do it, the duets.
I'm starting to do that on like on my Instagram stories. It's called Mood Board Monday, and people like send a picture of like their living room and they're like, oh, here's my inspiration, and like I help out with that.
Yes.
So yeah, I definitely need to start bringing that to TikTok because I love interior design, and I'm like, I don't know. I want people to enjoy their space too.
Even other creators that you're friends with, like, I'm thinking selfishly of myself, I have a second bedroom now and I'm designing it, but like, it would be so cool to be like, oh, I have this interior design like person helping me, blah, 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 blah. And then you do like little videos together. You should do that with other creators.
Yeah, absolutely. Should do that with TK.
Yeah.
Hey. TK's like, I will be the trial run.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it has been an absolute blast hanging out with you guys.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to hang out in real life more.
Yes.
Go Raiders. Where can everyone follow you guys?
Allison Cooch on every platform. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
I'm just straight Isaac Rochelle. Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Not Cooch.
Sure.
Rochelle. Well, guys, be sure to go and follow them. Send them some love. Turn on the next Raiders game next year. And we love you guys so much. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
Toodles.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.